The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterode II. This is the National Intel Report. John Stettmiller is out today, and Peter Neese and myself, we are filling in for him. And I'm in one of the things that I like about Republic Broadcasting is the objective is not only to point out what's wrong. How about pointing out what the remedies are? What a novel idea. And that's something Peter's bringing up in what he's talking about today. And the issues that I have brought up and some more that I'm going to be bringing up if time permits. We're in the remedy. Take it back. I'm a hunting. I'm a getting even, not because I hate them. They're evil. I want to throw them out like a demon. And I tell you what, I'm taking no prisoners. It's not what I do. I don't do prisoners. I don't do judgment. We're going to do a fight, and we're going to see. I got my property on the line here. Tomorrow they're going to do a clerk's deed. They want $12,000. I don't have $12,000 because they want to tax me, my private interest, in using their land. I don't think so. Anyway, Peter, go ahead with what you were talking about here. The coins.
I'm just going to say, for any of these people that are coin collectors or whatever and want to know what the law is as far as, you know, what's coming down, feel free again to get me at lawman07 at live.com, and I'll be more than happy to send you the research.
Have they filed any cases against anybody yet?
No, the only cases that I'm aware of that have been filed using Title 18 and it parallels what happened to, what's his name, Mr. The guy Nuthouse, Bernard Van Nuthouse, was the action that was filed against Gibson. And you guys can see that, too, if you want to go to Gibson.com. You can. He talks about the whole suit. I listened to him interviewed, and he doesn't know anything. He doesn't even know what he's doing.
Well,
all he knows is he has a bank of attorneys, and he's going to fight them.
Well, let me ask. Let me get off here. Give me just a second here, and I'll throw some enlightenment. I got all kinds of information. I'm just full of bubbling over with things. Just a minute here. I got to get this guy's case up here. What was his name? Not Khan. What was the guy in, Nevada that did a case on gold coins. He's one of them.
He was the guy that was in business and the IRS came after him and they shot him because
Robert Kahre, K-A-H-R-E. Do you know why he lost?
I thought he won.
He did. Then went back after him again and he lost.
Well, he won the first time because there isn't anything that says with what you can pay your people and your workers. But if you call them employees, now you have to pay them in Federal Reserve notes or Federal Reserve credit.
Now, there's more to that. And by the way, I can deal with that issue, too. And I'm going to deal with that on my Sunday show. Conclusive evidence of wages are strictly for government people and politicians. That's in 3401 through 3406. Conclusive evidence. I'm going to do the show on Sunday on that. Tell me it's not so. How did you lose?
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to...
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, this is Ralph Kermit Winterode II and Peter Nice, and he's bringing up the issue of coins, that the Liberty Dollars, that the Department of Justice thinks they want you to voluntarily, I presume, turn them in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're
saying that they can confiscate them now, that the Secret Service can come out and actually confiscate them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would highly recommend that somebody get very, very familiar with, and I have did a show on this, but I'm not totally up, I don't have all the documents, but let me give you the overview. Richard Kahre, K-A-H-R-E.
K-A-H-R-E, yeah.
Kahre. He was paying off people in gold and silver, and he didn't get convicted the first time. They got him the second time. His attorney sold him out. When you want to find out how do they get from lawful money of the United States to numismatic, to where they give a coin a value. Now, here is the jury instructions. You always want to go to the jury instructions. That's what's called the standard of review that's given to the jury to test the facts. Always go. Go to the proposed ones, not the final ones, the proposed ones. The first time, the U.S. of A. put in this damning one, and the second time, his own attorneys put it in, which absolutely made sure he had no chance. Now, what in a proposed jury instruction, you put in your proposed jury instruction based on, you have to have it based on statutory law, you have to have it based on court cases or substantive regulations. Of course, they use interpretive regs too. But here's what, listen to this, and Peter, you give me your take on this. When the fair market value of legal tender exceeds its face value, such legal tender is property other than money, and thus taxpayers must value the legal tender at fair market value. The result is unaffected by the fact that such coins may still be used as legal tender at their face value. The gold and silver coins at issue in this case have a fair market value in excess of their face value and must be reported to the Internal Revenue Service for federal income tax purposes at fair market value when received.
Sounds to me like a territorial law, and basically they're saying only their territorial subjects are basically inclined to be involved in that kind of interpretation, which I just call it interpretation.
Okay, there's more to it. Now, they give cases. And if anybody is involved in this, by the way, I will send anybody email me, ralph@justbelly.com, R-A-L-P-H at J-U-S-B as in Bravo, E-L-L-I.com. I will mail you the cases, and I will mail you this jury instruction, and I'll send it to you, Peter, because I highly recommend that you take a look at it.
All right.
I can't pull them up right now. I'm looking here. But out of these cases, the overview is when you, it's in Internal Revenue Code 301 and with 1001, I'll have to pull those up here. Here's the game. How does it says for federal income tax purposes. Okay, did you get that part?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why would a lawful coin be a numismatic? Why would it have to be taken at fair market value? And the key is, and I'll pull it up here, I think I see where it is right now, which is in these cases. How do we get money into property? That's a good question, isn't it?
Can I answer that?
Yeah. How they're doing it. That's what I'm going
uniform,
to tell
you. Uniform Commercial Code 1105.
And what does that say?
Those are all contracts that aren't specifically spelled out with a particular jurisdiction, and everything else will go to the U.S. side of interpretation.
Okay, I'm going to give a different answer.
It's 1105. It's UCC 1105.
Okay, I'm going to give you a different answer. I'm going to use their stuff. See,
okay.
To read what
all
they
right.
say.
Okay.
Okay? Now,
yep.
In this, one of them is, and it's coming up right now, it should be popping up here. Here we go. Okay. It's under title. This is in the cases. You go look in their cases, they tell you how they're doing it. This is 26 U.S.C. 1001, determination of amount and recognition of gain and loss. This is under, if you go into this, okay, it says the amount realized. The amount realized on the sale or disposition of other property shall be the sum of any money received, under plus the fair market value of the property other than the money received. So we are, the disposition of property shall be the sum of any money plus the fair market value of the property other than money received in determining, and they go on to that. Now, this is cited in the court case. So how does that have application to what they're citing? It goes into here, except as otherwise provided, a distribution of property, and as defined in Section 517A, made by a corporation to a shareholder, and also comes under dividends. So when a corporation makes available to a shareholder or a dividend, anything including property, and they do that, property includes money, then the property shall be taken at fair market value. You see the link? But
yep.
It only has to do with, under their code, that's why it says under the income tax code, it has to do only if you, a corporation, is making a distribution either to shareholders or for a dividend, then any property shall be taken at fair market value. And then they're saying that property includes money, coins. So it has to be taken at fair market value. So you have a $50 gold piece, and if it's given as property to a shareholder or it's given to as a dividend under a corporation, then that property has to be taken at what's known as fair market value, which is about $1,800 of Federal Reserve notes that are totally fiat worthless money. That's how they did it. It's right in the cases. That's how they do it. They tell us how they did it.
That's, I hear you.
Did you follow what I said?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's,
and it's done
that
by
case. His own attorneys put that in as a proposed jury instructions with these particular cases. And see, let me go. The cases here are, I'll get to them here. Cordner, C-O-R-D-N-E-R, versus United States. That's 671F2D-367. That's Ninth Circuit. Joslin, J-O-S-L-I-N, versus United States, 666F2D-1306. Tenth Circuit, 1981. California Federal Life Insurance versus the Commissioner. That is at 680F2D-85, Ninth Circuit, 1982. There it is, black and white. That is how they hooked him. And you know what? I read the appellee brief. These attorneys didn't touch any of this.
Right.
They're clueless. Or they've sold out.
That's right. That's why anybody that challenges...
The IRS, the United States of America, the fictional side, got around and said, this is how we're going to do it in their proposed jury instructions. They gave the court cases, and if you read the cases, they're not real long cases, they tell you how they take property, which includes money, must be at fair market value only when you are a corporation issuing it to, as a dividend or to shareholders. And that's how they do it.
Yep.
Right there in black and white. I mean, that's the confessions. See, I am a believer. When I hear the gospel according to Congress or the gospel according to the criminals or the Department of Justice or IRS, I take their gospel as absolutely, it is true. It must be. And then I, because I have loose lips, can't keep government secrets, I read their stuff, put it out. Have you ever heard what I just said anywhere before?
No, heavens no. It's like the stuff that I bring up. I mean, people just say, where do you get this stuff? It's like they did with Joyce. And it's basically you do your research and you find it.
I read their stuff.
That's right.
If you are analyzing any criminal case, always read the indictment. They're always flawed with the Internal Revenue Service. They have no foundation at all with any regulation that has the force and effect of law.
Right.
I can conclusively prove every regulation by the Internal Revenue Service is interpretive only. Okay, then the next thing you read are their pretrial motions to see how they're going to bring in hearsay evidence, and you can't, but they're going to bring in somebody to interpret hearsay for you. Then you read the proposed jury instructions and the final jury instructions, and with those, you will understand how the illusion is perpetuated. And in those jury instructions, almost everyone, not everyone, but there is a known legal duty, Cheek versus United States. It says, oh, I hear music. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
We must take a miracle back.
gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Well, welcome back to the Night Detail Report. This is Ralph Kermit Winterow II sitting in with Peter Neese for John Stettmauer. Seth Miller, he's out and about somewhere. And go ahead, Peter. You were talking about something. I forget what you were talking about there.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of responses on my email, and I've already sent out the material. So, again, if anybody wants the material on Title 18, basically send it to lawman07@live.com, and I'll be more than happy to send it out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send it out to you, too.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, I'm always looking for documentation. I use the UCC sparingly because in the UCC it's an honor system. It does not arise under our inalienable rights, a limited delegation of power. It does not arise under Article 3, our constitutional reservation of limited. It is something that is pre-existed, that is used in the world, so we can't ignore it. But interesting. I don't know if you know this or not. Maybe you do because you were into the UCC a lot. 77 stat 775 on the UCC. Let me read you this. This is 77 stat 775. This is 1963. The following British statutes shall no longer have any force and effect in the District of Columbia. 9 and 10, William III, 1698, Chapter 17, Section 3, D.C. Code 1961 Edition, Section 28-410. Number 2, 3 and 4, and, A-N-N-E, 1704, Chapter 9, Section 7 and 8, D.C. Code 1961 Edition, Section 28-920. Are you aware of those? Hey, did you ever hear that before?
No.
I'll send it to you. We're still using it in the DC, in the under the Uniform Commercial Code. This was for DC, and this was called the Uniform Commercial Code, enacted here. Uniform Commercial Code, and it shall be cited as a DC code. And this is where they did it in DC. And they're talking about we are no longer using the 1698 and the 1704 stuff from England. Can you believe this?
Yeah, I can. Nothing amazes me anymore.
It's pretty shocking, isn't it? Yeah.
Where, in other words, if you have a dart and you want to throw it against something, it's so big, where do you start?
Well, that's why I've been doing this a long time. I don't know when you started. I started 1990, basically. And I got my axe scored when I filed in a bid down in Juneau for $5.5 million, and wasn't awarded the bid. They rebid it, and the first thing is they gave it to a company. My bid then was disqualified the second time for page numbering errors. Now, on that big of a job, a page numbering error is not an issue, man. I'm telling you. Anyways, they gave it to a company where the lines coming in are $28 each, and this company bid $6.50, 50 cents a line, because they were in Alaska. And I said, okay, I'll beat you, SOBs. I'll take every line you got, and I'm going to become a millionaire, because I'll take every, if you can sell 4,000 of them for that, I want everything you got, and I'll resell them at 16. So they withdrew their bid. The second company misdid their paperwork, which was an official, had to be open in public, and they had actually bid $1.5 million, and they added $7 million to a sealed bid, and they won. I went to the Supreme Court of Alaska. I already had it bonded once, which took me a month. And they said, oh, by the way, if you rebond it for $8.5 million, and then we're going to base it on whether we see a problem or not, I said, you got to be crazy. It's black and white. They added $7 million to a sealed bid. And if five of you idiots up there think that I'm going to bet $8.5 million on whether how you rule when you can't see black and white. So that's why I got my axe scored.
I started when I got out of college, and I thought I could go borrow money out of my mother, who had passed away, out of her Social Security account to finish my college. In other words, I was just a bumpkin, okay, working his way through school and everything else, and I figured, well, gee, all that money she put in there, I'm sure I can go borrow it. No, you can't.
You know something that most people do not know? You just brought up another thing.
Go ahead.
The Social Security Act contributions, the, quote, employees of the state of Alaska have an annuity program. They do not contribute to the Social Security system. Do you know that?
Oh, I know. I know. It goes straight into the general fund.
No, it does not. Oh, absolutely not. No.
Where does it go?
The contributions of the people of the state of Alaska that work for the state of Alaska and certain municipalities that signed on goes into an annuity fund with their name on it, and that money is managed by the state in the stocks and bonds and stuff. And then when they retire, if they get to the certain age, they get all that money out interest-free. Or not interest-free, tax-free. And it can be upwards of anywhere from $100,000 to way up to over $1 million, depending on how much they have put in. They exempted them in 1980. Congress did. Alaska is the only state that did it. And then they had, whoops, I hear the music. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's it.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Okay, well, we're back here live. Ralph Kermit, Winrod II, coming to you live out of Alaska, and Peter Neese and Ryan in Utah. We'll get to you in just a minute here. I was talking about the annuity. I want to finish that real quick, and then I got something I want to read here, too, about John Stadmiller. Anyway, this annuity, so wouldn't it be nice if, say, you died or you retired, and all of a sudden you get a check for all $250,000, $500,000, plus the retirement, monthly retirement from the state of Alaska, plus your medical. You think you might be able to make it?
Yeah, you bet I do.
Now, the Social Security, if they'd actually kept the money, and when I talked to the guy, he said the reason why they stopped it because the monies out of the Social Security fund was being used for bonding for the Federal Reserve.
Oh, no.
Yep, and I've been going to call down there and try to get him and see if he's still on board, because that was about 7-8 years ago that I talked to this guy. We finally got to the guy that got it passed in Alaska. And only one state did it, and then they took it away. So now the question becomes, if Alaska has an annuity where they're taking the same amount of monies, match it just like Social Security, and these people, the money is in their name. If they die, it goes to the relation. What happened to Social Security? You think
I
we've been
no
had?
Idea.
Oh, we've been had.
Oh,
just
I
another
know.
Means to take the money and give it away and do whatever they want. Let's do Ryan in Utah, and then I've got a statement here I want to from John here. Ryan in Utah, sorry I missed you there. I had all these documents up, didn't realize you were online. You got a question or comment for me or Peter?
You happen to know a man by the name of Bill Deal, that lives in Alaska?
The name, I think I've heard the name, but it doesn't ring a bell right now. I think I've heard of him, but go ahead.
I don't know. He's my grandpa's brother. He's got to be in his 70s. As a kid, I went up there, and he talked to me about allodial titles and things. That's the first I ever heard of it. But that's why I was wondering if that was, you know, in your circle of people. But then my next question was, I know it's important to learn all this stuff, like how we got here, you know, the laws and the things that were passed under the table that kind of kept us in the dark to where we don't own property anymore.
But, yep.
You know, basing our ideas on the fact that you and I, we're a law-abiding people, but our government is not law-abiding. So when they retroactively, you know, make laws to suit their purposes, it seems like no matter what we do, at the end of the day, they can, you know, change the rules on us and constantly change the rules because they're not law-abiding. How can we trust this? I mean, maybe I get an allodial title, but they come in under another statute and steal my property, essentially.
Oh, well, that's what I'm doing here. And, we're actually making headway with the IRS. We've got them in a bankruptcy case. They admitted their notices of federal tax lien are invalid. There is a way now to attack the procedure of a notice of federal tax lien under a quiet title action, and I know the procedure. Okay?
All right.
There is a tax court case that the court come back and under notice of deficiency and said we no longer have jurisdiction. There's two more been filed that I'm aware of right now using this type of material. And if you, anybody that's listening, get anything to do with tax court, you want to run off to tax court if you have the knowledge to fight there, because they don't put in a standard of review. You want to put that in the Administrative Procedures Act, the Federal Register Act, and you want to be able to have knowledgeable enough. They have to do a stipulation of fact, and you will stipulate to nothing, and they will try to threaten you. Oh, we're going to fine you $25,000. Well, come on down. And like I say, number two and number three are headed in, and there's going to be a ton more of them because, like I was saying before, I have loose lips. I can't keep government secrets. That's why I didn't get hired by the CIA and the FBI.
I love that.
We're going to take it to them. I've been doing this so long, and now, like I say, I just filed in a for my private conveyances. Because I do know under the manufacturer's statement of origin, the word property is in there, and it comes back that I am a legal owner with other security interests not shown on the certificate of title, and I am a registered owner. And in the UCC, which Peter is very familiar with, he probably even knows where this is, anytime you register, you create a certificated security in commerce. Why
That's
in
right.
the hell would I want to give away, go down to DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and give them the right of property, right of possession, and say, oh, by the way, and I never see the manufacturer's statement of origin because that's already surrendered, and I want to have you allow me to use your property. Why would I do that?
You would be volunteering, and you don't have to know anything to volunteer. You know that, Ralph.
Well, but this is fraud because you go to a... I went
Not
to
if you volunteer.
And said, I will buy from you, I will pay you cash. I want a bill of sale, and I want the manufacturer's statement of origin. They says, we never give the manufacturer's statement of origins to you. You'll have to go somewhere else. That's Alaska Sales and Service on the Glen Highway. Been there,
right.
done it.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Can I prove what I say? Oh, by the way, do you have anything else before I move on here, Ryan?
That's all. Thank you.
Let me give you something in black and white again. You can go look it up on the Internet. Type in the Anchorage Municipal Code. Anchorage Municipal Code. Look under section 9.08.060. Application of traffic regulations to public employees. It says right above it, titles are irrelevant. So you throw that away. The provisions. I'm hearing noise here from something. We must have somebody disconnected or something. The provisions of this title, Title IX is all the traffic citation stuff in Anchorage, shall apply to who? the drivers of all vehicles owned or operated by the United States, the state, or any borough, town, district, or other political subdivision of the state, comma, subject to the specific exemptions as are set forth in this title and in the state vehicle code. Can it get any clearer? It's got to be owned and operated by the United States, the state, or any borough, town, district, or other political subdivision. That's it. I just got, that is Ordinance 78-72. I just am having it mailed out. It should have came out. It should be in my mailbox tomorrow. Because I am going to go, because me and the Muni have tangled for quite a few years on who owns my private conveyance. I got a 1994 Chevrolet pickup, and I'm not sure who's been in jail more, me or it. They used to haul us both off to the clink. They didn't pound it. And I actually let it set one time for 6 months, and they said they were going to sell it because it was not registered. And when it come to the day to sell it, they did not sell it. But, of course, I had to pay $1,600 to get it back. But I wanted to test that. That's when I had more, maybe more money than I had since. But I proved all these things because it wasn't their stuff. They couldn't sell it at the auction. Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
Anyway, there it is, black and white. That I read you right out of Alaska, out of the Matsu Borough Code, which anybody can get access to. The Constitution of the State of Alaska is online. The Anchorage Municipal Code. They own the stuff. It's their stuff.
Yep.
They have the right of property, which is the thing. They have the right of possession, which is like a lease to be able to use. Like if you went down and leased a car, you could technically become under the right to possess it, only if you do these certain things. That is sitting in the Supreme Court of Alaska right now.
So could we say that could we say, Ralph, that they had wholesale possession?
Wholesale?
Yeah, you have retail possession. They have wholesale.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know what wholesale possession. The legal. I just did a brief on this whole thing, and it's under right of possession, which is legal owner or legal title. And like I say, I go look at their certificate of title. It says I am a legal owner with other security interests not shown. And you will find this, by the way, in every state, because a registered owner is a debtor. It's in the UCC in every state. And how I found this, I got my hands on a banker's book. It's found in every state, and it's .505. Always search in registered owner and debtor. And that always points to something 311, which is where it always points to your registered vehicle stuff. Always. Every state, without exception. There is something there. I've checked quite a few of them. And in Alaska, it's 49, the Alaska code 45.29.505 and 45.29.311, which points to Title 29, which is strictly for registration of motor vehicles. There it is in black and white. And it says if you go into Title 29, they're talking about when we're a registered owner, we have possession. We have the right to possess this thing. I don't want the right to possess it. I want to have a perfect legal title. And you can get around, and I don't have a problem with issue, quote, regulations, and I will be responsible if I do something, some damage. But I don't want to get around and have you tell me what kind of insurance, how much kind of insurance. I got to have a license, and then they call it quasi-criminal, these traffic courts, which are nonsense, and that's why the way we're going to tackle the very next one I see. Any trying to have traffic citation comes up, going to put in a motion to change the venue because the magistrate is sitting there paid by the state of Alaska, adjudicating only the commercial interests of the state of Alaska, so he has a conflict of interest, doesn't he?
Right. Yes, sir, he does.
And the cops, I've got the stuff on the Alaska State Troopers. Of course, they operate under the uniform, the code of, escape me here, escape me here. I lost my word. But anyway, they don't take an oath. They are not public officers. They're nothing more than commercial mercenaries. That's all they are. Use of force continuum. And the use of force continuum, you read their stuff, is to apply the amount of force to get us under control, starting off with officer president uniform. Then orders. That's their military orders. And then soft hand techniques. And then they go to hard hand techniques. They go to pepper spray and all that nonsense. They go to their tasers and what's their batons or knife sticks. And then
let me see if I have this right. They're operating under a bill of attainder.
Define your bill of attainder, and I'll tell you. Yes, I would say yes.
They're given permission by somebody who is evidently acting as the king to go out and do what they're doing.
That's right. And what they've done is under fraud. It's treason because they have stolen our property. Our whole constitutional republic is based on the word office. The word office in the common law is where you and I give a limited delegation of power by and through a contract called an organic constitution, and we have a reservation and a bill of rights. These are things thou shalt not do. You can't do these things. There is no authority ever for them to take away our property and our land, because if there is, we're not free. There is no life, liberty, in the pursuit of happiness or the pursuit of property. You started off to be your oil and property. They've stolen it all. It's all put up as collateral for these guys. They are collateralizing all of the, quote, motor vehicles because they have the manufacturer's statement of origin, the property, and commerce, just no different than they do the, quote, land by these deeds of trust going through
MERS. Look how they treat us.
Pardon?
Look how they treat us.
I know. Well, like I say, what we just like this cop, his name was Trooper Cook that called me up. And he wanted to talk about all this. Why would I talk to you about any of this stuff?
Right.
Does anybody ever know why Martha Stewart got convicted? She didn't break any law. She lied to an FBI guy.
Do we have any more callers?
No, it's on the Internet. Everything you say to a cop can be used against you. Nothing you say can be used in your defense. Well,
right.
Unless you're Catholic and you want to confess, or you're just darn dumb stupid, why would I talk to a cop? Innocent
right.
or not, it's irrelevant. Because, like, the can't think of the guy from Virginia and another attorney had this. No matter what you are, you don't talk to them because they can construe this and get you in the hooks. And next thing you know, you're in court. It's up to them. Reasonable doubt.
Criminal.
Oh. Are we on break?
No, I think you said you had a call.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that here. E.T. in New Mexico.
Hi, Ralph. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Good program. I can't wait till you get done with this research, Ralph. And
did you email me to get the research?
I think we lost. Did we lose E.T.?
I don't know.
Okay, well, you must have hung up. Yeah, well, ralph@justbelly.com, and I have a special list for $120 a year donation.
Judy, something. Could you repeat what that was when you say that you have a duty? According to statute?
Talking about no legal duty? I'm not hearing E.T. We've got a bad connection or something.
Hello, am I still on?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, what was your question?
You said that, sorry about that. My Bluetooth is freaking out. You said you had a duty? Something about the way the statutes are written, that it's a duty? What was that term you used earlier?
A known legal duty.
A known legal duty.
Right,
okay.
And there is And I will read what a known legal duty is. I did a lot of research on this because we operate in a constitutional republic. We have to have a known legal duty where the law says thou shall do something or there shall not, or we operate by contract. That's it. And there is no known legal duty for the Internal Revenue Service. Isn't that a shocker?
Okay, because I've also heard the term, like, compelled performance, being compelled to perform. And I think that's just another way of saying a known legal duty.
It's not quite the same, because a known legal duty, let me pull up the module on that. Well, we got to go to break, and I'll read that before we go off here. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Announcement here, an important announcement. Thursday, September the 1st, tomorrow, the National Intel Report will be live from the remote location at Enchiladas Restaurant, 7050 Greenville Avenue, Dallas, Texas. That's the Enchiladas Restaurant, 7050 Greenville Avenue, Dallas, Texas. Anyone is welcome to meet John Stadtmiller, Phil Pozderak, who will be filling in for Jeff Bennett's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz show, and Rob Gray of AOCS will be there as well in promotion of a new radio station with the call letters of KHFX 1140 AM. That's KHFX 1140 AM. So there's your chance to meet John Stadtmiller, Phil Pozderak, and Jeff Bennett's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz Show. And Robert Gray. So be on down there. Enchiladas Restaurant, 7050 Greenville Avenue, Dallas, Texas. That little hissy-anny state down there, number two. Alaska's got the biggest one. Anyway, let me read you what legal duty is. This is really important. This is the whole foundation for a constitutional republic. The legal duty is that which the law requires to be done or forborne, which is prohibited, to a determinate person or the public at large, and is correlative to a right vested in a determinate person or the public at large. Correlative is where there's a relationship. We have a limited delegation of power through the word called office. Office can only be created by the Constitution, by the legislature. And there has to be powers assigned to it, an oath of office to fill that office, an official bond, your own stuff, your own assets for many of the offices that's filled. And you can only hold it either by a civil commission, which is appointed, somebody's signature, or you can only hold it by a certificate of election of qualified electors. Very few people know, and I just went over very briefly, the foundational of a constitutional republic. Any closing comments, Peter, before we head out of here? We're getting close.
No, had a great time with you, and loved doing the show with you. Thanks.
I did, too. By golly, I tell you, we just gave him H-E-double-L, didn't we?
Yep.
Now we got all those people in Langley saying, oh, my goodness, what are we going to do with those folks up there putting out that stuff on Republic Broadcasting? Anyway,
I really don't care. The more that learn it, the better off you and I are going to be.
Well, my email is Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, J-U-S-B as in Bravo, E-L-L-I.com. And if you have Skype, I will give you free a 400-page book that will shock the living smoking mirrors out of you. And September the 1st, I wish I was down there. I'd love to go down and meet John again in person. I've met him before and see what they do down there and cause a little havoc.
How did you spell Just Belly?
J-U-S, and then bell, like you ring a bell. J-U-S-B as in Bravo, E-L-L-I.com.
E-L-L-I?
Yes, .com means law of war in Latin.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. I didn't know if I heard the I or not, but I did.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that meeting at the Enchiladas restaurant is good because Enchiladas tells me it's Mexican, and I should have been a Mexican anyway. I love their food. Enchiladas Restaurant, 750 Greenville Avenue and in Dallas, Texas, tomorrow. And they'll be live from there, so you can go down and participate. I'm sure they'll be taking it. And we're out of here. This is Ralph Crummett, winner of the second Alaska, and Peter Peace.
Must stick must and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fair schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take all.